Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bruce, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. Although two losers yesterday, Chicago teams. But, you know, all in all, looking up pretty much on the south side. North side, we'll examine what's going on there. Where do you want to begin today?
I want to know what you think the biggest takeaway from the Cubs losing 2 out of 3 in Detroit was for you.
That the Cubs can have to continue to be able to prove they can beat teams that are 500 or better. So in the standings, you will dive into them and find out the Cubs are a very good team, which they are. They have a winning record home and away, which is fantastic. They have lost their first series out of 8 in this last one, which, you know, you're going to take 7 out of 8 series, you're going to be in the, you know, in the deep in the playoffs. That's going to put you there. The problem is they're 17-17 versus 500 plus teams, and the next 28 of 32 games are against teams that are over 500, and 25 in a row starting after the Pittsburgh series next week.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's pretty interesting because I think you can't get away from the fact. We talked to Stoney on Thursday, I think it was, and asked him the difference. David asked him what he thought of the Cubs versus the Tigers, and he said that the difference between them was starting pitching, was specifically Skubal, and that he is such a great starting pitcher and such an ace that he's as good as anybody in baseball right now. And I thought that was fairly apparent on Friday. And then you throw in Flaherty and his performance yesterday, and you think, wow, like that's the difference. That's what you got to have. You got to be able to counter that if you run into them later.
They are out there looking for starting pitching. There's no question about it. They're not even shying away from people who are, quote-unquote, sourced to them, that they're looking at starting pitching. They're looking at teams that are at the bottom right now, teams like Colorado, teams like Baltimore, teams that are trending poorly like Arizona. Those are the teams you're looking at for starting pitching to fortify. I think you'll be looking at Imanaga, hopefully without any hiccups, back by the end of June. So, you know, he's trending toward that, you know, as far as getting up on the mound now and building up his pitch count. So they're going to need another number one, number two starter to go along with Imanaga the rest of the way. And the only way you're going to find that is through trade. They have two really good young pitchers that are developing quite well. I mean, you have to be, even with the outing yesterday for Horton, you have to be pretty happy about what he's done so far. Brown starting to look like a pitcher that can be a top of the rotation pitcher. So there's a lot of good things going on with the Cubs. The reality of getting through 162 games, being the best team you can be at the end, that's going to be the challenge.
We love names, Bruce. You threw out a few on Saturdays inside the clubhouse about guys who fit the description you just mentioned. Zach Eflin from Baltimore, Merrill Kelly from Arizona. Who else might be out there who could be on the potential Cub list?
Germán Márquez from Colorado, who pitched against the Cubs during their series against them, started to pick it up and be the dominant pitcher that he can be. That's another one that's out there right now. You have to look at the Marlins and look at their entire rotation, not just Alcantara, and pick out a pitcher there that you like that is under contract control possibly for a year or two more. So these are the guys that they'll be looking at. Do any of them blow your socks off and tell you, you know, how great they might be? No, but you're looking for competent pitchers that can pitch innings for you. And, you know, certainly a guy like Kelly, if he's available, that would be a nice find for him. But Eflin's a very good pitcher as well. He's had some injury issues and is just getting back to form. Same thing with the Marquez.
Bruce, Bob Nightingale said in his notes yesterday that the White Sox are not going to pick up the option for Luis Robert, that they're going to, the idea is to trade Robert. That's what they're going to do, and they don't plan on picking up the option, which is understandable. I just wonder, is there anything else they could do? So, for instance, could they turn down the option, you know, make a qualifying offer and try to squeeze like a second round pick out of wherever he signs as a free agent? Why couldn't they do that?
You can't offer a qualifying offer to somebody that's not a free agent.
Okay.
So you can't turn down the option and make
a qualifying offer.
No.
What about DFA in the guy?
Yeah.
And then when it comes time for a team to when a team shows itself, you make a demand, a trade demand out of that, where you get something.
Sure, but you have to do that within 10 days or let the guy go. You know, you have to offer him an option to the minor leagues. He can turn it down and become a free agent, which he would.
Right.
So there are mechanisms, but none of them are any good.
No,
none
I agree. Yeah. I'm just looking for
you're going to have to try to fix them and play them.
They tried to fix them.
I know. They took 2 days, and they gave him a little bit of a respite.
He got a bloop single.
He did get a bloop single. He drove in three runs Friday.
Drove in a couple runs.
Yeah, that was nice.
We've talked about everything about Robert except for the fact that he has a slow bat right now, okay? That just doesn't go along with a pretty young well put together young baseball athlete who runs the bases greatly, plays center field at top level. The hit tool disappearing is a mystery to everybody, especially the experts in the Chicago White Sox organization that just can't figure out why he's late. Decision-making and bat speed-wise, it's just not there right now.
You know, he had to leave the bat on his shoulder a little bit because he's swinging at some garbage. I mean,
he can't resist. He's not been very selective. And when he's chasing like that, he's an easy out.
You know what? Switching the subject just a tiny bit, this was the first meaningful baseball the White Sox have played this last week since the middle of 2022. I really believe that.
What was meaningful about it?
Winning in their division, right? Against Detroit. Winning against Kansas City. They were the – I mean, look at their division record for the last couple of years.
I said that before we broke for the weekend, that the Royals have turned into this boogeyman team that they can't beat. And the fact that they won two games and then got into – a position where they got their best, the most likely to run into a home run hitter at the plate with a chance to win the game was unbelievable, especially the way that game went.
No doubt. So, I mean, there is it the kind of ball that everybody's feeling like it's going to be – it's turned around? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is they're playing a better brand of ball, and you can attribute it to the good pitching we've watched all year and good starting pitching. And, you know, the bringing up of players who can actually play. Carroll, guys like Teal, okay. Meidroff is a must-watch player all the time. He brings terrific energy. I'm not saying he's a great player. What I'm saying is he's a good player that knows how to play the game, that gets in your face. You know, there's an entertainment level to watching him. So, again, I'm not trying to sell tickets for the White.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I think you're onto something.
Better brand of baseball.
I think you're absolutely, Bruce. When you win four games in a homestand against your division, it matters. I'm wondering what you think about Friday. Chris Getz talked about a lot of things, but one of them was his connection to Justin Ishbia. And I wonder what you think about the last week's big news and how it might affect, if at all, the Sox, if not necessarily this season, but maybe planning for next season, in the next couple seasons. Do you think that the inclusion of Ishbia, the infusion of his capital, will lead to a higher payroll and the Sox will actually be aggressive during free agency?
Here's what's going to lead to a higher payroll. The announcement that they're going to get a new ballpark, okay? And the monetizing of a new ballpark for the White Sox. When we had Brooks Boyer on, the vice president of marketing, on Saturday, the first question I asked him, you'll remember this, David, is this a lot about being, you know, putting your first foot forward to getting a new ballpark? He said, absolutely, you know, without question. So they're not hiding anything here. The monetizing should be on the baseball side. We hope that's a part of it in the next year or two, to get better players there, to go along with the some of the good young players that are coming through the system, but also a new ballpark to help monetize everything that's Chicago White Sox, changing the look of the brand and the name, the feel of the franchise, a new owner down the line. It's all there to look at, but don't get confused about the fact that monetizing this is what Mr. Ishbia is all about. He wants to win. He's, you know, he's a sports enthusiast, but he's not coming here just to own a ball club because he's worth $4 billion. He's going to want to win, but he's going to want to make money too. Nothing wrong with either one.
Well, I'm just curious, where is all this debt? If debt service is one of the things that the influx of capital is going to serve. How much debt do they have? Why haven't we heard about all the debt? And is this debilitating and creating an impasse to their success?
Yeah, I can't tell you I know about the debt because they don't own the ballpark, right? They don't even pay a rent on the ballpark till they draw 1.6 million
right.
people.
And they're paid
so,
money.
I can't tell you that.
Doesn't the taxpayer give them money to make up for whatever they don't get out of the crowd? So there is no incentive for them to build a team that would draw because they get paid anyway.
No, I mean, I agree with you up to that point, but having a losing team and eventually having to plug in professional players where you don't have a $60 or $70 million payroll is the only way to go. It's Chicago, Illinois, okay?
Oh, I know what should happen,
small market.
But they're acting like it's a small market. They're not,
no, but
they're not
putting a product
on the field that would draw.
Look. What Mr. Ishbia did is worth noting. What did he do before he decided to invest more money in the White Sox? He decided not to buy the Minnesota Twins. There you already had a ballpark. You had a stabilized situation. You're never going to draw $3 million there, but you're going to draw. And, you had something that, he was considering. But the White Sox, to him, is the future. A new ballpark to him is the future. You know, looking forward to this thing being a lot more than it is right now, that's what he's looking at.
Well, he's also not building a mansion on Lake Minnetonka. He's building in Winnetka. So that the geography helped the Sox too.
Wow.
I'm just saying that's
can we bring back every week to Inside the Clubhouse Open? I'd like to have that. That's
whatever you want, Bruce.
Hey, who's got the biggest mansion on the lakefront among baseball owners?
Ricketts v. Ishbia.
Yeah.
That's a good matchup. Bruce, great stuff.
Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater.
No one's a hater.
Because he's made a lot of money.
Excellent stuff, Bruce. You had a good weekend.
All right, guys.
See you, buddy.
Have a great day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.